Linda?
Yeah.
Mine is just scrolling. So all I see is my lovely face, and it says waiting, and it's just scrolling.
Well, we can see you fine. Are you on your iPad or?
Yeah.
So you can't see any other screen, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I can't see anything but myself.
You look good, Brian.
Yeah.
Brian, you could log on to the other computer behind you.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, David has a friend.
Yeah. Yep.
So, David, is that your new partner you have there?
Yeah, that's I got all three of the grandkids here.
Hi.
I'll turn off the audio.
So I don't have a copy of the agenda here, Ken, but we just have the one item on, is that right, or is there two?
There's two items on the agenda, but we'd like one motion for all of it. The first is the consideration of the bid award to BH Incorporated for $1.8 million for the construction of the landslide repair. And the second item that's listed on the agenda is for the approval of three contracts with GeoSynthic for $410,000 related to consulting and managing the project and inspecting the project for us. And David Church and I would like the council to consider just in one motion tonight. And I sent the motion link earlier, but I can also show it on the screen.
I'll send an agenda through an email.
I can put it on the screen if we want.
I have it sitting here in front of me, so
I can get it to, let me see. Have we heard anything from Ryan? Oh, Ryan is here. Good. So I guess we have a quorum then. Well, I'd like to welcome everyone out to our city council meeting. It's a special session tonight. We actually have two items on the agenda. One is a consideration of proposed award for a bid for the repair of Eagle Point landslide, and then the consideration of three contracts for services with GeoSyntec to provide engineering consulting services to the city related to construction of Eagle Point landslide repair project. I think we'll go ahead and, based on recommendation from council, we'll look at both of these together. Ken, you say you have something you want to show us and explain to us what's going on?
Linda, if you'll let me share the screen. Okay. Everybody see that?
Not yet.
Can't see it yet, huh?
I can see it. I can see something.
Came up for a second there. I think it's just underneath our stuff here. I can see it. I've got two screens.
I see it, Ken.
Okay. So this is one sheet out of our construction documents. I thought it was a good example of a piece of the project. And this sheet shows a few things that will be happening. You can see a dark dashed line that's called the demolition line. That will be at the beginning of the project, the area that will be disturbed first. And if everybody kind of recognizes what this is, on right here in this crosshatch or square pattern, is the parking lot, the existing parking lot where the landslide has encroached onto the parking lot, and would be kind of the west parking area. And then this is the tent where the three tennis courts are that's been damaged by the landslide. So this area is all disturbed in the construction repair. And then as we look at what happens in the construction, is that in this location here, we begin to reshape and work the landslide, the base of the landslide, for the purpose of constructing a buttress, which we've been calling a buttress. It's a key wall. And
yes. As part of this, do we have drainage from that area to the east there?
We do. We will have some drainage. In fact, right where, if you can see my hand, that's really where we'd pick up the drainage here. And then this area along my hand is the key wall, which would also have a drain in it. Drains come down and they collect at the base, and they all go into the city storm drain system. And so this is really the footprint of the finished product here.
So they have a ton of water. Oh, I can't say a ton, but you know, we know, well, we believe they may have water issues.
Yeah,
we're not retaining wall there. Is this going to take care of that?
We're not picking up water from this area here, but we would be collecting water in here. And Paul, if I said that wrong, or Jay, or Ron Johnson, he's on the call too. But I believe that's correct.
Is that something that we shouldn't talk to them about? And then maybe put some kind of a change order there to make sure they don't have problems? Or are we comfortable, or are they comfortable, that retaining wall is gonna hold?
Well, I should let Paul answer that, but
Yeah.
But there's no, before you do, Paul, there's really no provision in the settlement agreement for adding that area to this improvement.
No, so they would have to pay for it. But if they're right. doing work and we're putting drains in now, it would be a good idea for them to look at that, I would think. I don't know what kind of a change order they could do.
Yeah, it would. We can certainly mention it to them and talk to them about it.
Well, we probably have to do more than mention it. I mean, I think it's, I don't know. I guess we really don't have the studies to know how big of a problem they have there, but we know they have a potential problem with how that water seeping through their wall.
Yeah. There are going to be several, they're called subhorizontal drains that they will be drilling approximately 300 to 400 feet into the mountainside. And, you know, it's based on the subsurface data they have as to where they're going to drill these and what angle they're going to drill them at. But it's still, you know, we just don't know. We hope that all of these different drillings will pick up some water. Some may not. But based on their best guess from the underground data that they do know, this is what we are doing.
Yeah, this is Ron Johnson. Just to address Lynn's question and add a little bit to what Paul was saying. With respect to the seepage behind the retaining walls, or that are, you know, coming from those walls east of the swimming pool area, you know, that seepage has been a long-standing issue with the tennis club and will remain so. This repair is not intended to address their seepage. Two things about that, though. By implementing these subhorizontal drains, which will go back about 300 feet into the hill slope, they're not shown on this drawing, you know, we'll be picking up additional water. And to the extent that those springs have any interconnectivity with that that's generating seepage behind the tennis club, we know there's active springs there. There's a lot of those Fremont cottonwood trees growing and other things. There's definitely high water flow. So we might pick up some of the drains, but it's not designed to do that. But if it does, great, it's a bonus. The other component, when we do the demolition of the tennis club or the concrete slab beneath those covered courts, you know, we may encounter parts of their drainage systems that pick up water from their retaining walls and discharge it out into that sort of an open little brook area, sort of a man-made brook in the front of the facility. If we encounter those, we'll be rerouting them and hooking them into the piped system that we're installing, you know, provided the grades and the grades and stuff meet up. So that's the general idea. I hope that helps address things a little bit or clarify.
It does kind of. I mean, if they were willing to pay for it and wanted to hook into the drain system, how big of a problem would that be?
This is David Church, Mayor. It would be a real big problem under this contract, just because of the nature of the way the contract is set and the settlement agreement. If our contractor going beyond the scope of that, they're going to have to negotiate their own contract or their own project. But you remember, this is this project is a result of that settlement agreement. This is a not to exceed or a fixed price contract that we've signed for everything, and we don't, if the tennis club wanted to get somebody to design something and these guys to do that work, I suppose it's theoretically possible, but it'd be very complicated in my to get all that negotiated out.
Okay, well, we still need to remind them that needs to be taken care of, because I don't know if there are any studies that are done. But just conversations I've had seem to indicate that that's a potential problem there that they could have.
So what I'm showing in this drawing are the drains. This is the drain system. You can see these drains that go down the hill, and they will be underground and water collected at the base and taken out and out here. We also have, so in addition to the, as David Church mentioned, the $1.8 million is a fixed price. And the 410,000 is also fixed or not to exceed prices. And so that together will complete the landslide repair. Funds, as a reminder, funds come from the settlement fund, and we'll be dipping into the cost overrun piece of that by $10,000. But other than that, this has come in exactly where people expected it to come in. So we'd like to have your approval, the council's approval on this. I do have the revised motion. If everybody can see that. Unless you have questions. That's kind of where we are.
I've got the motion.
Are there any questions from the council?
No, I've got the motion in front of me here. Do you want me to make it?
Sure.
Okay. I move the City Council award to BH Inc. and GeoSyncTech contracts for the service of the Eagle Point's landslide repair project in a fixed price amount of $2,210,000 and condition upon the following. City Attorney approves the form of the contracts. Receipt into the city account of the total amount of $2,210,000 from the settlement fund, and receipt of deed and easement necessary to complete the construction of the project.
Is there a second?
It's there.
Is there a second? I didn't hear one.
I will second.
So we have a second by Lisa Baskin. So just for my benefit, Ken, what are we getting deeds for, and what are we getting easements for?
The only easement we're getting are the temporary construction easements, and that's to get on the property of the tennis club that eventually won't belong to us. We get deeds for the remainder of the property that the remediation is covering, and we get deeds for the top of the hill property that's no longer going to be developed. So it's
the Utria lot. If I could add, we also may need a temporary construction easement for Mr. Colosimo's property. We're not sure right now.
We will need one, Ken.
Thank you.
And he's agreed to give that to us, right?
So far, yes.
So we have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Let's just quickly do a roll call vote. So, Lisa?
Aye.
Stan?
Aye.
Natalie?
Aye.
Ryan?
I just got back on, so I'm going to say aye.
Okay, Ryan? Mr. Mumford?
Yay, yes.
Okay, so that's 5 in favor, and I don't think we have anything else on the agenda tonight. Is that right, Ken?
That's correct.
So I guess all I need now is a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Okay, a motion, all in favor say aye.
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 I think I saw eyes. Aye. I got eyes from
aye.
All right. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
Yes. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks.